These are also tough times for colleges and universities. State budget problems, along with declines in stock market investments, have forced lots of schools to consider staff layoffs, larger classes, or both. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports that many state officials are also considering tuition hikes, among them budget managers in California.
There were few smiles when the University of California Regents met earlier this month in San Francisco. California faces a $20 billion budget deficit for the second year in a row, and the state will soon be a $500 million short in money promised to the UC system. UC's budget chief Larry Hirschman warned the Regents that severe cuts are all but inevitable when Governor Gray Davis releases his proposed budget in January.
Look, this is very painful. I mean, it depends how deep the cuts get. While we're going to fight like hell to try to keep the cuts reasonable here, they could be fairly substantial.
Some regents believe the university should raise student fees for California residents, the first such hike in 9 years. They talked about a 6.5% increase, raising annual fees to about $4,100. Even the discussion angers regents such as Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante.
I don't appreciate the report, and I think maybe we should do is that we should tie student fees directly to the diminishment of executive salaries, and then maybe we could... Maybe then we could have more executive thinking in terms of how to make sure that we don't raise student fees.
The Regents voted unanimously for a resolution calling on the state to fulfill its commitment to the UC system. At UC Berkeley's Sproul Plaza, Matt Murray, who will represent students on the Board of Regents next year, says the looming cuts and potential tuition hikes are the buzz of the campus.
To them, and I think to me and to most students, the real question is access. The quality of your education is vitally important, but it's also vitally important to make sure that people don't get priced out, and to say that people who are here and just barely making ends meet won't have to give up their college education because the fees go up. That's the fear.
California is not the only state in which public aid to higher education is in jeopardy. For example, in Virginia, the state budget faces a shortfall of more than $1 billion. And Governor Mark Warner says that reductions in state aid could result in 4,500 layoffs, tuition increases, and larger classes. Similar warnings have been heard in Arizona, Maryland, Missouri, Nebraska, and other states.
Public institutions are really seeing the rug pulled out from under them by having their legislative appropriations, their legislative support reduced.
Gordon Winston, a professor of economics at Williams College in Massachusetts, is an expert on the finances of higher education. He says publicly funded schools face two difficult choices.
They can raise the price, and then, of course, they outrage everyone that they've raised tuition, or they can cut quality, in which case they outrage everyone.
The tight economy is affecting private universities as well. But unlike public institutions that rely on state aid, some private schools are feeling the crunch in their endowments. Duke University may cut as many as 50 positions from its arts and sciences faculty in the next 3 years. Officials at Stanford recently announced a hiring freeze they hope will forestall any layoffs. The move is prompted by slow-growing revenues tied to the stock market decline, says Stanford's chief financial officer, Randy Livingston.
The payout from our endowment and other investments we're expecting to be fairly flat. That's in contrast to the period in the late 90s where with very strong investment returns, our endowment grew at more than 10% a year, which helps fuel growth and expenditures.
Education experts say cuts in higher education couldn't come at a worse time. The crunch coincides with an enrollment surge not seen since the baby boom generation. In 6 years, the nation will graduate the largest high school class in history, about 3.5 million students.
And it's also concentrated in states where the demographic changes are the most pronounced, where the young population tends to be heavily Latino, immigrant, etc.
Patrick Callen is the president of the San Jose-based Center for Public Policy and Higher Education. He says the student surge is coming mostly in the Sun Belt states.
The Californias, the Texases, the Floridas, et cetera. And they tend to be the poorest, which kind of limits our ability to solve this problem just by raising tuition and things like that.
And even in the best of times, tuition covers only a small percentage of costs. Callen says even if the country avoids a protracted recession, it will still be hard to meet students' needs over the next decade. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.